Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We have a lot of stuff there that will help you. You can read, listen, ask questions. You can check out the video. We got a brand new video every month. I mean, every week, I should say. Every week we put a new video up. So I hope you check that out. And also the poll question. We ask you a poll question every week. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, while you're there. I want to continue to talk about this healthcare reform thing that I've been talking about. Folks, this is a really big deal. This is a really important thing. The Obamacare is essentially taking over 1/6 of our economy. Now imagine an industry that you're part of has been basically taken over and restructured and redefined by the federal government. Now think about that. That's what's going on with the healthcare industry. And remember, folks, you don't have to buy a car. You don't have to buy a newspaper. You don't have to buy paint. You don't have to buy a hamburger. You don't have to go to a restaurant. But you will, in your life, you will receive some kind of healthcare. This is something that touches everybody. And healthcare industry is 1/6 of our economy. And the goal of Obamacare is basically to commandeer that industry. And to make it in the image of what the government wants it to be. Well, I'm against that. I don't like that idea. This is nothing new for you if you've been listening to me. I do not like this law. I didn't like it when the Clintons proposed something similar back in 92, 93. And I don't like this one because I believe in the marketplace. I believe marketplace reforms are what we needed to have done. And what's so interesting is the way some of the politicians are trying to claim the benefits of Obamacare as if we could only get them through Obamacare or through the government-run health care when we had these benefits available through private market reform, marketplace reforms. And those same people were against them. I'll give you an example. In the previous segment, you heard me talk about medical savings accounts, MSAs. And it became HSAs. Well, when medical savings accounts first came into play, first became available, Senator Kennedy, who, as you know, was a big proponent of the staunchest supporter of universal health care, he required that only a certain number of MSAs could be sold. I would think it's like 350,000 or something like that. In other words, he wanted to limit. He was apparently afraid that those things would catch on and people would like them. So he literally required to put a limit on how many could be sold. I'll never forget it. I could not believe that we were actually saying how many, basically, like if this were food, how many hamburgers could be sold. We don't want too many people to like these hamburgers because they'll catch on. You know, that won't be good. Well, that's what happened with the MSAs. When they became HSAs, the limit went away. And so HSAs are a way for you to be self-insured. You pay a premium for a self-insured policy up to, say, $1,000 deductible in a year's time. Now, you put your money, you take that $1,000 deductible, you take that amount of money and you contribute to an IRA, like investment. An HSA, done right, has an investment component and a health insurance component. The health insurance is a premium you pay, which would be lower than a regular premium because you're self-insured up to $1,000 or $3,000 or $5,000, whatever the number is. So just like your house insurance goes down if you take a higher deductible, right? But at the same time, you're funding that $1,000 every year over in the retirement side, the investment side. And guess what? Just like an IRA, you can deduct that $1,000 that you're funding off of your income tax, just like an IRA. So the government, the IRS is giving you, the government is giving you a tax break to fund that $1,000. And if you take that $1,000 out of the retirement, out of the investment side, to pay health insurance, you don't have to pay a penalty. So you're self-insuring with pre-tax dollars. And this is one of the best inventions for that I've heard of in a long time. I have one. We offer it to our employees. Steve Forbes, his employees, that's what how they insure theirs. He's told me this before. So, but I will tell you this. HSAs are the enemy. They're poison to Obamacare. Because the more people who know about and buy HSAs, the more they like them. I've never heard anybody say they had an HSA, they didn't like it, and they got rid of it. Now, maybe you have. I haven't. And so that means that when people get a chance at true market-based products and solutions and reforms, they like that. And we need more of that and less of the government involvement. And so it's going to. So that's the reason why I'm very much interested in what happens with Obamacare at the end of this month. I think Ovick Roy said maybe the 25th. Look for Monday the 25th to find out about this. We'll take a quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.